Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show and also created the Transformation Network, Transformation Talk Radio. Wow, almost 11 years. You're getting ready to listen to our good news segments. We've started these about a year ago or so in response to those of you out there that said, wow, we would love to have more information about the things that are right up in front of us. And so we partnered with a number of people to bring you what we're calling the good news segments. The diversity of these segments is really amazing. There's some days we're going to talk about what it's like to be able to go back to school. Other days we're talking about what do you need to know about diabetes. Other days we're talking about how can you plug in and learn more about your small business and get some financing. And so we're really thrilled to have those partners as we move forward to next year. What I want to say to all of you, it is all of you that inspire me and all of us here to really up-level ourselves. And that's what you're going to find from us next year. You're starting to see some of it now with some of the most amazing hosts and co-hosts that you're watching both on our Seattle network as well as Transformation Talk Radio, as well as our Australia affiliates. We have an exciting year planned for you. Now, maybe it's because the planetary alignments and Jupiter and Saturn, and they're going like this coming together. That's going to happen on the 21st of December. But unlike any other time they've done this, this happens once every 400 years. What's the difference? These two are coming together and they are on a collision course. They're just going to scooch by each other. But that hasn't been done under the sign of Aquarius for 400 years. Hence, welcome to the age of Aquarius with these two giant planets chiming in right out of the gate. December 21st, a big year. But we didn't celebrate our 10th year anniversary with Transformation Talk Radio. Somehow we got together and we said, wait a minute, let's do the 11th year. Why? 11 has been a number I relate to, always have since a little kid. It's actually the day of my birthday, but more importantly, it's a highly energetic spiritual number. So next year, you're going to celebrate with us. We're going to have contests to help us pick our logos for a new network. And here's some really good news. Our technology is done, and you've heard me talk about it. But what does that mean? New website design, new ways to engage all of you, new ways for you to watch us. We've been doing video now for, wow, I got to bust it back to a good like 6, 7, 8 years doing live streaming video. But we now have a new way of do that too. We have a new way of doing that for you. I get a little tongue-tied sometimes. All of you are the inspiration for us. We take your feedback. We look at what you say you want more of, what you want less of. And that's something we're going to be asking you about as we move forward. We're going to invite you in picking out names for our channels, maybe even logos for them. So there's a lot of ways to help us elevate so we can all elevate the energy, the vibration, and the world itself. From all of us here, and especially from me, I can't thank you enough for inspiring me to continue. On the days where it got really, really tough, I can't even imagine how I would have done it without all of you. You are the best audience in the world. And we promise to make 2021 the best year ever. But there's a lot left to 2020, and we're going to start to kick it up right now. So for those of you out there, here's what you can do. If you have comments or questions about what you want us to do differently, this is what you do, 1-800-930-2819. So everybody, from all of us to all of you, let's roll.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempacca. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our good news segment. I'm just telling you, Alicia Aguayo is joining me here today, Senior Manager of PETA Latina. PETA Latina. I need to say that again. Senior Manager. Let me tell you why this is one of the most important conversations we could have today. We are barely scratching the surface at what the benefits are of plant-based foods. We're just barely scratching the surface. So to see PETA come out, PETA Latina, come out, Alicia, come out and talk to us about how dairy-free products can be far more environmentally friendly and kind to animals, this is the conversation of our time, because we don't even know what we don't know is going on with the, not just the dairy consumption, but what is happening. Alicia, it's great to have you here today. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And you're absolutely right. I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there about dairy. One of them is that cows just spontaneously produce milk.
Right.
Just like humans, cows, they have to get pregnant and have a baby in order to make milk. And that milk is meant for their babies. It's not meant for us. And drinking their milk causes, of course, a lot of suffering to the animals, but it also is bad for our health and it's bad for our planet.
And, you know, I think this is the part of the conversation that I don't know how we thought milk was produced, right? I mean, you know, especially as women, right? You know, I don't know if we thought something magically happens with cows that doesn't happen with us. So even to bring this conversation alone to the forefront should be eye-opening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think for a lot of people, drinking milk is just something that they grew up with and they don't really put a lot of thought into it. But I think that once people take a step back and think about it, they realize that drinking the milk of another species is just unnatural. Mm. And in humans, we don't drink the milk of our mothers after infancy. And so we certainly shouldn't be drinking the milk of another species after infancy. And this is why so many people are lactose intolerant. About 65% of the world population is lactose intolerant. And that's simply because drinking the milk of another species isn't natural. We're not meant to do it. Our bodies aren't meant to do it.
You know, let's talk about that breakthrough bit of information. You're a mother of two, so you understand the implications of this. I think we have really made, how should I put it? Let me put it like this. We have jumped leap years with alternatives to this. Can you talk about that for a minute? Because once upon a time, we didn't have alternatives. You know what I'm saying? And people would think, well, wait a minute. Yeah, maybe I know that, but what am I going to drink? Now that's not the world we live in.
Absolutely. We've made big strides even since I went vegan about 15 years ago. And as you mentioned, I do have two kids. One of them is 11. So people who have kids know that that can be very tricky, those preteens. And, you know, there's so many vegan foods out there now that my kids love. They have vegan yogurts. There's even several brands of vegan yogurt that come in those little squeezy packets that you can put in their lunchbox. There is vegan mac and cheese that comes in the box, just like the mac and cheese that we grew up with, that has a little cheese packet that you just throw in and mix it with some almond milk, and you've got dinner for your family. So, you know, not only is it easy to be vegan these days, but it's also easy to be a vegan mom these days, because there's so many products out there that kids love.
You know, I know you're in the forefront, and I just want to make sure our listeners know this. So first of all, let me congratulate you for bringing the message out, you know, to Latino community, Spanish language television, radio programs in the United States, everywhere, Latin America. I mean, you're out there and you're speaking language and educating people, right? You know, for those of us that know, you know, we have relatives, and, you know, my grandfather was born in Brazil. We understand that. And sometimes the message doesn't get to the people it needs to get to, but you are doing that. And I'm thrilled that PETA actually has PETA Latino. So let me just say that. And you all can go to PETA.org. I mean, this is a big thing, and I didn't want to blow by it. If you know what I mean. So for me, whatever the language is that people are hearing this and hear you, this is such an important revelation that we just don't know what we don't know about the effects of what we're doing with dairy in our bodies, do we?
Yeah, and thank you so much for bringing up PETA Latino. That's our Spanish language program, and mm-hmm. if people are looking for Spanish language content, it's PETALatino.com. And I think this is a really important message to get out to communities of color, because so many people are lactose intolerant, especially people in communities of color are lactose intolerant. Mm-hmm. And cow's milk is the leading allergen in children under 12 as well. And a lot of people, once they don't even realize how terrible they feel because they're drinking cow's milk, because they're just used to it. And then once they stop, people tell me all the time they feel so much better, whether they're lactose intolerant or not, because cow's milk is not a health food, as we've been misled to believe. You know, not only are people lactose intolerant, but it's got cholesterol, which vegan foods don't have. It's got saturated animal fat in it, and it's related to obesity, diabetes, and these are diseases that affect communities of color at higher rates also. So there's so many benefits to just making the easy switch from cow's milk to a vegan milk. And as mm-hmm. we were mentioning, there's so many options. If you don't like soy milk, fine. You know, there's oat milk or rice milk or almond milk. So there really is something for everybody out there. And this is an easy thing that you can do, an easy switch that you can make that has so many positive benefits for our own health and also for the animals and for the planet as well.
Yeah, we have come a long way in terms of, first of all, making the options available to people, but even more important, to make them cost effective. You know, we have clearly moved down the scale with this. I mean, I want to ask you this question. I know these are short interviews, but, you know, you work with PETA. You know, you have a key role, senior manager at PETA Latino. I want to just ask you, what does it take for you on a day-to-day basis to ensure the message is getting out there? You know, what are the avenues that you all are taking to educate folks?
Well, we have a lot of different campaigns, and one of our campaigns this year is Thanks Vegan, and we're encouraging people to have a vegan Thanksgiving this year, mm-hmm. and we're running billboards for it, and we've got ads for it. And, of course, it's on our website. And, again, I want to invite everybody to visit PETALatino.com, where they mm-hmm. can get more information about this. They can get our vegan starter kit that's free. This is also available on PETA.org in English. It's a free vegan starter kit. Lots of recipes and tips on how to make that transition to going vegan.
You know, and let's talk about the sad story around this, because there is a sad story. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking to PETA. You know, the sad story is what actually happens between the cow and the calf. And I mean, when I think about that, I mean, clearly the expose on veal cut veal out of most people's diet. I don't think you can even find it in the stores anymore. But what happens here between cow and calf is literally one of the best kept secrets on the planet. But you all are underneath that, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, as a mom and as a nursing mother, nothing breaks my heart more than what happens to cows on dairy farms. Shortly after birth, these cows are separated from their mothers and carted off. A lot of them are killed almost immediately because the male cows especially are useless to the dairy industry. They can't produce milk. And cows have been known to call out for their calves for days after they've been taken away. And my own mother went vegan after she saw footage of a cow on a dairy farm chasing after her calf who was being torn away from her. It's just the most heartbreaking thing, especially for a mother or any parent. And we can all help to put an end to this cruel practice by just making the easy switch to vegan milks and cheeses and butters. And there's so many options out there nowadays.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I would invite people to PETA.org where they can get that vegan starter kit that has all these tips on where you can get these products and also a lot of really delicious recipes.
Thank you so much for saying that. You know, I know you've got to run up. I do have one last question. I'd love to know your personal message. What would you like to leave us with? And please, if you would like to give that message in English and in Spanish, please do so.
Well, that's very kind of you. You know, I would really ask people as a parent to think of, put yourself in the animal's shoes, and how would you feel if you were forced to produce milk so that it could be stolen away and given to and sold to somebody else? You know, when I had my baby, I had mastitis, which is an infection in the breast. And this is really common among cows on dairy farms. And it was the most painful experience of my life. And I only made it through that because I knew that I was taking care of my child. And I thought so many times about cows on dairy farms who very commonly have this infection that is so painful. And they're forced to be hooked up to machines to give milk to be sold for profit. And it just is heartbreaking.
Painful. Painful.
Absolutely.
Alicia, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Thank you. I can't thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, thank you.
Right. We're going to take a short break. Please, please check this out, folks. There are alternatives that weren't available even a year ago. There are many. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com under the Register tab. That's ResilientWomen'sConference.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
For those of you just tuning in, SVP of Credit Cards at Bank of America is joining me here today, and we're talking about financial tips, products, and tools, and how to spend wisely. First of all, can you give out the website people can find out more?
Sure. Bankofamerica.com. There's a lot of financial tools that we have that are really developed based on feedback from our customers. So we have a segment of the website called Better Money Habits, where you can improve your financial literacy as well as get tips on spending. We have a spending and budgeting tool that allows customers to set up a budget and create detailed alerts when they cross different thresholds that they send. And then obviously our products are also available on that website, and that's bankofamerica.com.
Okay, so a couple of things I love to talk about, and I know these are short interviews, and I know we've got to really make the best of our time together. What do you think are the potholes that people step in this time of year? I know I took a look at where I am in looking and managing this holiday season, and I think back about what some of the potholes are that I've stepped in, meaning, dare I say, spending mistakes.
So I think the potholes, and we all, step in a pothole or two every season. I think, the one is just not being disciplined and having, the discipline to avoid some of those deals that are out there. If you didn't plan on buying something and something's 50% off, it's not cheaper. you just bought something that you didn't plan on buying. So that's a major one. I would say another one is waiting to the last minute. 33% of Americans actually wait to the last minute to do their holiday shopping. And that causes a couple things. One, it causes stress. It causes desperation, and desperation in my experience usually leads to overspending. And then particularly with this year, there could be a scarcity of goods. So, I think even, it's more important to plan ahead to make sure that you get those things that you had planned on, early enough mm-hmm. in the process. So they're still there. Listen, we want everybody to have fun. We want everybody to make the best out of this holiday season. But we want it to be a positive experience with people staying within their means and within their budget.
So let's take a look at this. I mean, there is, for me, when I think about this, I think about sort of the snapshot of things, right? And so let me just go through a few of these, because Jason, you have nailed it. I want to talk about cash rewards. If I could, I alluded to it earlier when I was opening up, because today this is about approaching the holidays with a plan and how to stay on top of expenses, but also how to make the most of your money. I want to talk about this thing now in our culture we call cash rewards. And it sounds like it means the same thing for everyone, but it doesn't. There are different credit cards and different ways to do it. Can you talk about the Bank of America cash rewards card?
Sure, would love to. So we created this product well over a year ago, and really based on customer feedback. And a lot of banks reward customers with cash back. In many cases, the bank chooses the category for the customer. And we created a unique product that really allows our customers to choose 3% cash back on a monthly basis on one of six categories. So in the holiday season, where a lot of people do online shopping, we allow customers to choose online shopping and they'll get 3% cash back. In the spring and fall, when people are doing a lot of home improvement type things, they can choose home improvements. When traveling becomes more in vogue, they'll be able to choose traveling. And we just, again, allow our customers that type of flexibility because, frankly, it was something that they asked for.
You know, one of the things, thank you for talking about that. One of the things that I think helps us all is, you know, when you're spending money, there are ways that you just talked about to gain money. And that those percentage cashbacks build up, they mount up. I have a friend that does nothing but use her cash rewards card, Bank of America, and literally ends up gaining money to do that. And of course, she pays her bills off every month. But the one thing that I would love for you to talk about, and we don't talk about this enough, is online shopping. And I fall into this category myself. I go over and I see a deal, right? And it's online. And it's like, go get the deal. And you want to get the deal, but you go get the deal and you end up, I'll give you an example. I'm looking at an adjustable bed. And so I go get the deal and I'm almost ready to get the deal. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I don't need pillows and I don't need sheets. But I was just going to go get the deal and spend money I didn't need to spend. How many people fall into that bucket?
You know, again, I think a high percentage of people, including myself, fall into that bucket. And it really is the discipline. And I think sometimes, you know, there's that immediacy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would encourage people just to kind of sometimes just leave it in your cart,
yeah,
and just walk away. And just like you would do in a store, right? In a store, you get tempted, you just walk away.
Yeah.
You know, walk away from your shopping cart and come back to it if you really want it and think about, really think it through. Because, you know, again, once you hit, you know, pay, it's coming.
It is. No, you're absolutely right.
So I encourage people to do that. And a lot of times merchants follow up with you anyway and say, hey, you left this in your shopping cart. And sometimes they give you a little bit extra discount to get you to commit. So that's an opportunity for your listeners as well.
I have one last thing I think we can get to in this interview. And it has been my savior, so to speak. It is the mobile app. And what I mean by that is I can't tell you how many times I get an invoice for something I didn't buy and I have no way to check it. But if I use my Bank of America mobile app, I know and I can call and I get help to say, yeah, you really didn't buy that, Pat. So don't click on that. Don't open it. Tell us about the app. And again, this is just another tool, isn't it?
That is, Dr. Pat. And I think that the mobile app that we have, which is a industry leading mobile app, allows you to do a lot of things. It one, you know, back to the thing that I referenced about the bill that comes in January. Well, there's no reason to be surprised by that bill because mm-hmm. we post your purchases real time. You can see them out there. That allows you to really leverage our spending and budgeting tool because you shouldn't, in this day and age, shouldn't have any surprises. There's Bank of America deals that are also on that mobile app, which is discounts that we offer our customers through partnerships with various merchants out there. There's Better Money Habits, which helps customers with spending tips and budgeting tips. And so there's a wealth of information out there, you know, that is customized to each customer's specific need. There's also alerts that you can set that, you know, say, you know, I want to set a limit of $500.
Right.
When you hit that $500 mark, we're going to send you a note saying, hey, you crossed that limit. Just to remind you, those little things that are almost like your subconscious telling you, you know, to just stay on track.
Absolutely. That's one of the most important. So I wanted to say go to bankofamerica.com/credit-cards. So to recap, create a budget and spend and set a spending limit. Be strategic online, track your spending, and be flexible. That's the app that does that. And then this idea of safely bring everyone into the shopping fun. And that is the favorite part of this. And then, you know, as we've talked about today, you make the most of your spending by spending and getting something back. Last question, personal message, did I leave anything out?
Dr. Pat, you did a great job. I would just say the only thing that I would encourage people to not be tempted by the deals that are out there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is not the game. Let's make a deal. Jason, thank you so much for joining us here today. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you, Dr. Pat. Happy holidays.
All right, everybody. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Look, it's so great to be talking to you. This is one of our good news segments. And right now, if you're watching television, you are seeing a lot of different commercials or different ads or different promotions on television talking about Medicare. But what is it that you may or may not know? What is it about maximizing your Medicare health benefits in 2021? And what is it from a veteran's perspective? You know, does this work for everyone? And what should you know? Well, Ed Sandrick is joining us here today, director of Veterans Channel, Humana, and Orlando Gallardo is joining us here today, a Vietnam vet and Humana Honor member. And this is important because look it. When I say Vietnam, those of us that were around for Vietnam, we understand what that means. But what happens when you put a passion and a purpose together on a call like this? You get Ed and you get Orlando, and then you get a conversation about what you should know and the questions that nobody will ask about Medicare and Medicare enrollment. Ed, great to have you. Orlando, great to have you here today.
Thank you. Hi, Dr. Beth. Thank you for having us.
Look, this is one of these questions where no matter who you ask, they're like, I don't know what I don't know about this. And let's start the conversation with looking at, Ed, from your perspective, you know, what the commitment is that you all have to those people that served. So let's talk about that first from your perspective.
Sure. From my perspective, I'll say, of course, that's from Humana's perspective. Humana's been involved with the veteran and military individuals since 1996. Mm. We're a TRICARE provider in the eastern half, in the eastern region of the United States, where our TRICARE family covers about 6 million veterans and their families. And we've been doing this, again, since 1996. Humana has also introduced a suite of products or a product called the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan. We introduced that for this year, 2020, and where it's been available in 27 states. Going into 2021, the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan is available in 46 states across the country. And this year, I'm very proud to say that the Humana Honor Plan, as well as all Humana Medicare Advantage plans, are recommended by USAA, which is a company I think that many people know about, who's very, very focused on helping veterans and their families on the financial side. So we're really thrilled to have USAA as a partner with us in 2021.
You know, this is really for those of us here that sit, you know, sort of on the, we're sitting on the bench sometimes. And Orlando, this is where I want to hop over to you. And we know that there are things out there for us and things we should know, right? But we just don't have our hands on the pulse of it. And sometimes that really leads us to make decisions that are not always in our best interest. And Ed, thank you for that. Orlando, this is where you come in. And this is where you get to share with people, not as somebody sitting on the bench, but this is somebody like you that is actually in the game. So you have real life experience with these Medicare Advantage plans. Give us your perspective on what you knew, what you didn't know, and what people should know today about your experience.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been enrolled in Medicare Advantage plans for over 7 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So selecting the right plan is half the battle. I know that I need to do my part and stay healthy and make sure to choose one that suits my individual needs. In my experience, the Humana Medicare Advantage plan provides me with the assurance that I can get the care that I need, when I need it, and wherever Humana is accepted. This allows me to stay active and healthy.
But this is really for people that they get so absolutely confused about things. And Ed, let me pop it back to you. You know, there is a strategy that you all have put together, right? You've been with Humana for almost 20 years, right? You're the point person for the National Veteran Service and the partners. And it doesn't matter anything to do Medicare and Humana and those that have served. What would we say to people that they should know? If I ask you your top five points of fact for people to take away, what do you want to say to them that they should know and what they could get in terms of help?
Sure. So the Medicare, the open enrollment period for Medicare began October 15th. It'll end December 7th. So the first important fact is that we're in the middle of the open enrollment period, but there's still time for individuals who are veterans or not to speak with a licensed agent and understand what the options are where they live. I think with regard to Medicare for anybody, veterans and non-veterans, where Medicare Advantage is concerned, I think we need to consider the network. Most of the Medicare Advantage plans operate through a provider network.
Mm-hmm.
So is my doctor in that network, and is the hospital that he or she admits to in the network? So I certainly want to know that. Seniors in particular are on maintenance drugs often, and they want to make sure that the prescription drugs that your providers are recommending for you are on that formulary that the Medicare Advantage plan offers. Once again, cost is important to all of us, but seniors in particular who may be on fixed income want to understand what their costs are for the plan, the co-payments, deductibles, co-insurance, the premium. What are my expenses this year? What have I been spending my money on relative to healthcare? And what can I anticipate in 2021 where my Medicare expenses are concerned? And once again, the Humana Medicare plans suite of products has what we call the Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan, which is a plan. This is where the veterans are concerned. The Honor Medicare Advantage Plan was developed with veterans who use the VA in mind. It was developed to complement care that an individual veteran who may get at the VA. So they ought to take a look at that plan and make sure that it's something that might work for them. It's also available to anyone who's eligible for Medicare, not just veterans.
You know, we've seen things change here, Ed. Orlando, I want to get to you on this. We've seen things change, at least I've seen things changed, where these plans are now talking about offering things that nobody was talking about before. And I want to just get your experience, Orlando, and advice that you have for, your fellow patriots that have served. What would you say to them when they're considering these plans now?
Well, I recommend my fellow veterans and anyone eligible for Medicare to take the time to research plan options now to ensure that they make the decision that's best for their practical health needs before the December 7th deadline. This is an important decision, and that should not be taken lightly, as the plan you select will be your plan for all of 2021. I am personally very happy with my enrollment in mm-hmm. the Humana Honor Plan because it offers the best and most affordable healthcare solutions for my needs.
Ed, I know these are short interviews, and I know that people are in the space right now where they are considering alternatives. They are considering going in a specific direction. What is it that we can give people today to either help them talk to a licensed agent or to make sure they're getting the information that they need to get?
Sure. Medicare.gov is an excellent resource. All one needs to do is go to online to Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, and you can see the plans that are available in your particular geographic area, as well as the cost of those plans. Or they could go to Humana.com and look at the plans that Humana has available. Also call to talk with a licensed agent at Humana at 1-800-213-5286. And again, I think that's probably the most important thing for us to consider, is that, you know, we can see a lot online and we can look at things side by side, but having someone to talk with who understands the plans and can understand your particular needs would be an important thing to consider. So talking with a licensed agent is very important.
First of all, let me thank you both. I want to ask you this last question. You know, I know these are really short interviews, so I want to ask you each this. First of all, again, thank you. But what is your personal message? What would you like people to know right now in this moment? What action would you like them to take? Let's start with you, Ed.
I'm going to speak to the veterans here relative to Medicare Advantage plans and VA healthcare coverage, because there are a lot of myths and misconceptions out there among the veteran population, particularly those who get some of their or all of their care at the VA. Many veterans believe that they jeopardize their VA healthcare should they enroll in original Medicare or Medicare Advantage, and that's simply not true. The two work side by side and can complement one another. And again, the Humana Auto Medicare Advantage plan is one that was designed with those veterans in mind, designed to complement the care that individuals get at the VA, but again, it's also available to anybody that's on Medicare. I think, whether a veteran or not, talking with a licensed agent who can understand your particular needs and also understand what's available to you to help you make the best fit is probably the most important consideration.
Wow, thank you, Ed. And Orlando, how about you? What is your personal message? What do you want to leave us with here today? And again, thank you for joining us.
Well, a short message here to my fellow veterans. Take the time out to research and see what's best for you and call your local agent. That's what I can recommend for my veterans, our fellow veterans to do. And I wish them luck and make the right decision.
Wow. Thank you both for joining us here today. Thank you so much. And as we like to say here, knowledge is power. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey everybody, welcome. Welcome to our Good News segment. I love these segments. Let me tell you why. We get plugged in to the most inspirational, innovative activities, events, and people. People that have looked at their life's path and said, we're going to be of service today. This has really been a breakthrough bit of information for me. One in seven people across the globe live with avoidable blindness or visual impairment. How is that so? Well, joining me here today, Dr. Hunter Cherwick, a global ophthalmologist, Vice President, Clinical Services, Orbis International. How is it that that could be in the world we live in today? Well, that's why I got the good doctor here, because that's my question. Doctor, great to have you here today. I mean, it sounds like when I say it out loud, how can this be? My sense is, people just don't know. What's your sense?
Well, it depends on which country. Certainly, education and public awareness is important for things like diabetes here in the United States. But in the countries where Orbis serves, the low to middle income countries, some of the poorest communities in the world, they don't even have access to simple things like glasses or cataract surgery. So Orbis is all about building capacity and treating the blind patients in the communities and countries who need it most.
And, you know, this is really very important because we think about something like cataracts, and we usually kind of pinpoint that for a certain population segment in the United States. But it is one of those things, I think, that could strike people at different ages for different reasons, right? So this is really, for me, this is eye-opening. How did you personally, you know, what touched your heart where you said, look, this is my passion, this is my mission, I need to get the word out about this?
I was very, very lucky as an undergrad that I got to work in Kenya one summer. And I knew I wanted to be a doctor, but I knew I wanted to have global impact. And so I went to med school looking at subspecialties that can help people around the world and really provide solutions and needs and solve needs around the world. And ophthalmology was just a great fit. So, you know, you talk about diseases and things like that. You know, I've seen more pediatric cataracts and pediatric glaucoma than I ever would have seen if I had practiced in the United States. So certainly Orbis has been an incredible career and an incredible calling. I get to work with the most amazing volunteers, the who's who of academic ophthalmology from around the world. I have an inspiring team on the Flying Eye Hospital, our plane, which has an eye hospital on board. I work with people from all six continents, and we're kind of like the Flying United Nations, united by that mission to treat avoidable blindness around the world.
I love this. One of the other things that I want to say about Orbis, and for those of you out there, Orbis.org, O-R-B-I-S.org, we're going to tell you more about that right now. You know, what I was really impressed by is about 95% of every dollar donated goes directly towards its work in preventing avoidable blindness. I don't even know how you all are doing that. That statistic right there alone is worth talking about. That's like a whole nother show to talk about Orbis management. But give people a sense of not just, you know, the background of Orbis, but your focused mission.
Yeah. And I think that's a very important thing, that we are exclusively focused on eye care, that, you know, one out of seven people around the world are suffering from blindness. And the majority of those are in low-income countries where we can treat or prevent that blindness with early intervention and quality care. So that's what we do. We are focused on blindness. A large percentage, about 30% of our portfolio, is certainly focused on pediatric blindness. And we're training eye care teams and building local capacity with our country programs and our team around the world. So one of the things, while Orbis is famous for our Flying Eye Hospital, that's only part of our program portfolio. We have long-term country programs doing multi-year projects every day with permanent staff on the ground in countries like India and Ethiopia. And very exciting, we have a CyberSight platform, which is our telemedicine distance learning platform that's active in over 200 countries and territories and has done over 30,000 consults for free with some of the most challenging cases around the world, connecting them with global experts who are our volunteer faculty.
You know, I love to hear you talk about that because, you know, when I think about CyberSight or I think about the technology that connects people, this virtual training and my understanding of what you do is there are tens of thousands of eye care professionals that can plug into this. And, you know, you are optimizing artificial intelligence in this arena. How has this helped you with your most, how should I say it, challenging cases?
Absolutely. So you are exactly right. We have 35,000 registered iHealth professionals on CyberSite. And one of the things we've done, I believe we're the first healthcare organization to democratize or make artificial intelligence freely available to our registered users, where they can submit photos and within a minute get the diagnosis and go back and look at the patient for things they may have missed, and then have a human expert come within 24 hours and do more teaching and more mentoring based on that challenging case. So certainly, you know, we are using technologies that I never thought I would be doing when I graduated from medical school. One of the things that's very exciting about the field of ophthalmology, of all of medicine, we were the first field to get FDA approval for gene therapy and the first to get FDA approval for artificial intelligence. And aligned with our mission, we are now bringing and globalizing those resources, those technologies, those trainings to the eye care professionals that need it most in the countries we serve.
You know, I listen to you, and it's almost like we're in the Star Trek movie, like we were thinking like 30 years ago when, you know, we saw things like Captain Kirk, you know, beam me aboard. We're like living it in this technology. Here's my question for you, and I know you've got to run. First of all, I want to make sure people go to orbis.org, right? Is that the correct place to send folks?
Absolutely. orbis.org. You can learn all about our team, our partners, and our patients.
So here's my question. You have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, I'm sure, especially doing international work. It is so eye-opening. But one of the things I want to ask you about is, how would you complete the sentence? If we only had this, we could do that.
I would say this. We already have the solutions in hand. We can treat cataract blindness in children and adults. Right now, the rate limiting step is the funding. We are not trying to make new solutions. We have the solutions in hand. In my lifetime, with the proper support and the proper funding, we could remove blind diseases like trachoma, which is an infectious cause of blindness in Ethiopia. And we can train all of the world's doctors for free on programs like CyberSight. So for us, the rate limiting step is the funding and getting more people committed to the cause of global blindness. There's no more powerful gift to give than the gift of sight. And certainly with Giving Tuesday coming up December 1, I want people to think about that and go to the Orbis website, learn about our mission, and see if you want to be part of the solution.
Yeah, and I got to tell you this, you said something really important. Most people don't understand that some of the conditions that we're talking about are infectious. You know, some of the things that are happening around the world affect people differently than they do here in the United States. It's a different level of exposure. It's a different level of care. And from what I see you all are doing, it's a different level of compassion. And I congratulate you on that.
Well, I appreciate that. It's really the team. I would say the silliest question to ask someone in the world today is, are you happy? Because if you are, you're coming out of the moment to think about it. I think the right question to ask people are you doing something meaningful? Are you surrounded by good people? And are you growing as a human being? And for me, Orbis ticks all three of those boxes with a huge exclamation point. I get to work with some of the best doctors, nurses, and engineers. Our pilots from FedEx are just amazing. And to give someone the gift of sight and take that patch off the next day and give them a new lease on life and reconnect a grandparent to a grandchild, or to have a child see their sibling for the first time, or to work with some of the best minds in all of, you know, ophthalmology is just incredible. So for me, I'm really excited. There's never been a better time to be in medicine. We have technologies and trains that I never thought would be possible in my lifetime. It is like, you know, Star Trek, where we're beginning to look at the tricorder and how to diagnose people with artificial intelligence. I never thought we'd be doing that when I graduated and got my diploma. So for me, it's an incredible calling. It's an incredible team. And it's such a clear mission. And giving someone the gift of sight is just something that gets me up out of bed every day. It's very meaningful.
You know what? Thank you so much for today. I could hear it in your voice. I could hear it in your energy. And I can also say to you that thank you for giving this gift to so many people. I want to wish you and your family the best holiday ever. Thank you so much for your service and your innovation.
Well, thank you for allowing me to talk about our mission. And again, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
And thank you so much. We're going to take a short break. And I want to say to everybody, please go to Orbis.org. I know in the middle of pandemic, there are people doing extraordinary work in extraordinary times. And here we like to honor those folks. And today, Orbis is one of those people. And this has been our Pivot to Purpose moment. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.